Oh, you will not be charged for this call. This call is from... an inmate at a federal prison. This call is being recorded and is subject to monitoring. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To decline this call, hang up.
At the scene!
Yo, QC be the click, can we win it? Me and JT the realest bitches in it.
Free JT.
Cause Lord knows that I miss her. But I'ma hold the shit down for my sister. These hoes just had to give me credit. It's all good, baby, y'all take a debit. My hair on, but we could bet it. Wins, I bet I got them on the edges. The diamonds, the rings, and the watches, the braces. It happened overnight, so I
understand the hating.
Cosmopolitan, but I'm out of Vegas. 50K tab and Chanel on the latest.
Check my DM, another rapper wanna fuck me.
AP on my arm, matter of fact, I got two. With my family out west, like boss bitches do. All my life, I've been going to get
the... Yeah, I heard on my goddamn TV set.
She's coming, she'll be here soon.
You know what I'm saying? That was like, goddamn, this girl pulling up.
Okay.
That girl's
great
crazy.
Day, dear people!
Is it fitting all three?
I don't know yet.
You, him,
still
and...
still doing...
Or just your troop
at two Mary J. Ty and BK. We here with Bun Bundy. I was trying to do a rap. But it didn't come out right, guys. But hey, I can see Bud Bundy. I can see myself. I can see Pooh. Great day. We're here.
That
two Mary J. Ty and BK podcast.
Are we on here?
Boom.
Bud Bundy. And we're here with TT.
And Dog.
Am I correct? We are here. We are here to bring you entertainment. We are here to bring you cannabis information. We are here to be a part of the cannabis community. Draw you in.
You wasn't here last week, though.
I was not here last week, guys, but guess what? I'm here today, and that's what counts. I am here for the people. I have always
been here last week.
I was here in spirit.
No,
you guys,
no,
you felt me.
Nothing. I know, because I was here.
You felt me.
I showed up.
You felt me. TT's coming. TT's getting everything together. But by the end, you know, we start our entry by doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Such as, our first topic is always typically app of the week. But of course, we have to wait for TT to return so that she can be a part of this conversation as well.
First of all.
Yes, TT's here. She has arrived. She is here. Guys.
I really don't like this seating, but it's fine.
But it's what we're doing.
Can you still see?
We're gonna make it work.
You're supposed to be checking it.
We're gonna make it work.
Are we all in the video?
Yes, we are in the video.
So, welcome. To Mary Jane's, hi, MBK.
Hi.
At Bud Bundy Mashup.
Hey.
That's what's happening today.
You heard her too.
Bud Bundy is here because we're having a contest. Because you said, didn't she say contest information first?
Yes, she did.
And then the motherfucker went into the weed information. That's exactly the shit I be talking about.
I was rambling until TT returned. Because TT has all of the information.
Oh, I wonder why that is.
In regards to the contest.
Well, why don't we tell them why that is?
Because TT just always has it all. That's why.
That's right. I like
yes,
that answer.
TT always has it.
You should say does it all.
She does it all too. She is everything in this Two Mary Jane's High. Matter of fact, she is Two Mary Jane's IMBK.
No, just Mary Jane's High.
We're the digger today.
So yes, we do have a competition, guys. We do have a contest.
Yes,
please, TT.
Starting February 1st.
To the 14th.
To Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day contest. Even if you don't have a Valentine,
I'll be your Valentine.
No, she won't. She has one.
I have a lot, but don't worry about it.
I was going to say, maybe more than one. But,
okay.
That's somebody else.
More love, more fun. No?
But continue. If you don't have a Valentine, you can have a smoke-a-time. Like, you know, your smoke buddy that you just chill with. We're giving away free tickets to a smoke party, but Bundy is giving away edibles. He brought the edibles for us
right
to enjoy.
But Bundy special.
We got some nice crispy treats. bougie cookies. This is just a small sample, obviously. If you guys go to his page, I think I mentioned it yesterday, but at Bud Bundy, B-U-N-D-I-I, you know how to spell Bud, B-U-D. Okay. The contest rules and I guess way to enter, well, all the details will be on our page, both our page and Bud Bundy's page. He'll be posting it, we'll be posting it. Basically, there'll be one Valentine's post. You guys will have to repost it, tag people, tag us. You cannot tag the same account twice, and you cannot tag yourself more than once or twice. And you can, there are multiple entries, so you can enter multiple times. You just gotta tag different people. So again, the Valentine's Day contest starts February 1st, ends Valentine's Day. And it's a mashup with.
I'm having some sweet edibles for y'all, man.
Oh, you couldn't say that one for me?
I didn't know what.
She was smoking.
Well, when I look at you, that's your time to talk.
Okay, but I didn't know what a mashup was. I was gonna ask, what's a mashup?
You don't know what a mashup is?
No, can you tell? I have no clue. So I'm pretty sure everyone would like to know what a mashup. I have no clue what a mashup is. When I think of mashup,
it's dick in your mouth. Let's move on to the next.
Oh.
Okay, that's not upsetting, guys. That's not upsetting.
It's dick. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. Whoever wins the edible, I need y'all fellas to do me one favor. Just one. Have your girl say Bud Bundy made her feel right. Therefore, you got me feeling right, man. Trust me. Because you wasn't getting that ass without that edible, nigga. You wasn't getting that shit, so, hey.
Well, you guys heard. February 1st to February 14th, we are having a contest. It's at Two Mary Janes, High and BK, along with at Bud Bundy. It's our mashup. You heard the rules. At TT was very clear in the way that we are moving forward. If you wish to win these tickets to this beautiful party that we shall be at as well, we're going to be there. You know,
we're going to get fucked up.
And then you got the beautiful TT, and then we're going to have the edibles and shit. We're going to have a fucking time. Anyway, if y'all guys know, please go to at Mary James IMBK, go to at Bud Bundy. Please, you'll be able to enter.
Check us out. We on Spotify too, man. Get your asses on there.
You guys will be able to see what it is you need to do. And I've been to a party.
Follow.
Totally enjoy. Totally.
That's all you gotta do.
Yes, guys. So that's our contest. We will speak on it again at the end, so you guys can have full details as to how you guys need to go about moving forward, presenting, and winning.
Yes.
And now it's time for the show. We're at App of the Week. Hey! Instagram for weed.
Nice.
Yeah. It's the largest cannabis social network. The app available for Android and iOS. Lets you check out weed-related content, local news, and post pictures or videos of your Instagram-worthy flowers or 420-related activities. Can also rate and recommend strains, read info and reviews, and check out all the dank content your buds are posting at the social
media. Motherfuckers.
Great. So I thought that was cool because it's like, you know, people are, well, not really now since everything is being legalized. They're not so much on your page and with the extra, you know, police shit.
Yes.
But, I mean, if they weren't, if they weren't legalizing things and all of that, and even if they were, this app allows you to kind of just only be within the weed community while you're, you know, doing your shit. Posting your weed pics and videos and all that.
And getting customers.
It's a good idea. You should want to download that.
Getting customers. I feel like that's about it. Even though it is, yes. That's what the game. We're fucking looking for the shit that they posted.
The only thing that is, shit. I mean, that one sounds better than the high deal. Because the high deal have like bad.
But that's for like sex, isn't it?
It was the whole thing. It's like they was mad because this like they said like 90% of people on there is drug dealers. You know what I'm saying? They can't even find nobody to smoke.
Oh my god! That's a good one. I didn't know.
Yeah, man. So like, so they got bad reviews for that shit, man. They like, yo, we can't even find nobody. Right. They ain't know nothing about this shit.
I get it.
So
okay, so, I get it, guys. You guys.
But yo, y'all got some cool stickers though. So yo, I did. You get a thumbs up at least for the sticker.
Wait, what kind of sticker? Stickers for your phone?
Yeah, just a regular sticker.
Like stick that you
use? No, I haven't.
Oh.
Yeah,
where'd you get it from?
It's some fucking weed convention.
Okay, that makes sense. Dang. Okay, never mind. That'll go into the interview.
So moving forward?
Yeah.
Moving forward, guys. Moving forward. Our next topic is Instagram page of the week.
Instagram page of the week.
The last time we did this, I inadvertently went outside of the realm of cannabis culture. And I was
recommending. Even though she told me she wasn't going to.
I was recommending.
No, you were recommending because you made this whole thing. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stick to weed. And then the very next week, this bitch is crunching on some body butter and shit. That's my fucking weed, bitch.
So, because I do not want to be recommended.
Words mean things.
Within this session, I have come to you with the Bowery Cannabis Club.
Okay.
It is at Bowery Cannabis Club. You can explore the healing power of cannabis. It gives details on how you can use cannabis to heal your body.
What is it, like CBD?
They do have CBD oil.
Nice.
They do have CBD oil. It helps you. They also help you find cannabis products by referring other cannabis business, which is difficult to find, in my opinion, on social media, because you find one person who gears their Instagram just towards what they want to sell and how they can sell it and how they can maximize on it. Mm-hmm. But they're actually referring sellers, vendors, let's say vendors. So they're actually referring vendors of cannabis or the cannabis oils. They give strain info, they give edibles information, they show pictures, or they give you references to where you can purchase. They have paraphernalia, vaping info, because, you know, vaping is really high. I see that Bud Bundy today has brought his vaping pen. I have one also. It's in my purse.
Shout out to Red Star, man.
Not even much about vaping, because I'll tell you this much. I quite much prefer smoking a spliff. I need a spliff.
This has oil in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I only do that when it's like
THC oil.
Yeah.
So it's still considered vaping when it's...
I mean, that's what it feels like.
It's oil.
Is it not? I mean, I'm not an expert, but I feel like I'm vaping. I do. I really do feel like I'm vaping. But that is my...
So that's what the vaping means?
You sound like you put the mesh in this coil.
I thought vaping meant...
You guys speak loud to hear people as a conversation. So vaping, we're talking about vaping, guys, right now. We're trying to discern if...
I mean, I'm not a scientist.
If we're vaping when we do this. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we are. She feels like it's...
No, because there's a... What you call it inside of it?
It's heating up.
It's heating up, so it decarbonizes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, we don't know next time. I mean, guys, this is clearly something we need to not educate ourselves on, especially if we're bringing this information to you. But they do have information on where you can purchase the oils if you vape or if you have the pen.
It's called
At Bowery Cannabis Club. It's on Instagram. I ran across it last week. I thought it was pretty interesting. I was entertained. I found a few vendors for the things that I'm into. Check them out, please. Nice. Heather McGlove.
That's your Instagram page?
That's my Instagram page.
Okay. My Instagram page of the week is Spliff Film.
So guys, that was the end of the our weekly weed segment. It kind of cut off in the middle of us taping, so wanted to clue you into that. And next we're going to go into the rest of the podcast, mostly which will be, you know, our regular stuff. The it's going to go into actually the, what is it? The Gossip Corner. So stay tuned. Keep listening. Sorry for the little chop up in the, you know, episode this week, but it was really difficult in between doing the live and doing the recording to get it together. So next week it'll be seamless and perfect, I promise. Well, as perfect as we can get it. Nothing is perfect in this world. But, you know, stay tuned, keep listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
And your useless ass. You ain't had no problem 2 seconds ago telling me I was depressed. So your useless ass, bitch. That right. Yep. I'm depressed and you're useless.
They're guests today.
You are you helping?
No. I thank y'all for tuning in for a little bit.
We are back on the live. No, we're not.
We're telling your followers that you're started and there's a live video.
It's back.
Oh, thanks. Useless.
Oh, you see that?
Oh, it was fine to call me depressed though, and all that shit you was talking about 2 minutes ago. That was fine. So don't do it to me. Okay, well don't do it to me. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly, man. Some real high shit, man. This shit is
funny. I'll check it for myself.
You know what I mean? Fuck FBC.
So, guys, we're back on the live at Two Mary Janes. Hi, BK. I apologize. The phone just went a little missing in action for a second. We are back at Two Mary Janes. Hi, BK podcast, along with
I was about to say, this must be yours because you're so close. You're so close, man.
Yes, but we're back.
Yeah, we're back live.
We have a TT has to now give her strain of the week.
You say hi. This is what you get when you have three eyed motherfuckers trying to run the show.
We're back. I'm
right, when you do it all on your own.
We apologize.
But we had a couple times.
We're still here. Like, we're still here.
Y'all had missed out. Like I said, damn, how many times am I going to say that shit?
Right. But you got to look at this camera too, Bud Bundy.
Oh. Yeah.
You got two.
I forgot
two.
About that camera there.
You got two.
Oh, like, damn. I got two cameras on me.
You have two. Hey. We have one. Give her Candyline. Yeah, she's his own.
Calling out my nickname.
9 pound hammer. That's what Bud Bundy says he has, a 9 pound hammer.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now,
what that mean?
I'm recommending Puffin Farms version.
That's why I don't wear shorts in the summer. Yeah, I feel stepping on your own shoes.
Silence! Puffin's 9 pound hammer is a thing of beauty. The nugs are stunningly green and covered in orange hairs, and the smell is deliciously fruit and sweet, a delectable candy. Pooh, that's your nigga? That's your homie?
I just met this dog today, yo. He's so sweet on me. Yo, this nigga is my best friend. You're like, yo, for real, man. He's like, yo.
He's been on
as soon as he smelled the weed.
As soon as he came.
He been my best friend. So I guess I'm going
Puffin has gone an extra mile in terms of growing green by holding a clean green certification, meaning the farm grows pot according to organic standards. This is one of the strains that tastes exactly as you'd imagine from the aroma, a sign that the flower is expertly grown outdoor bud. The high is contemplative and uplifting, making you appreciate just sitting back and gazing out the window. I really chose it because the name was now 9 Pound Hammer. I thought that was a great name. Sounds like it will fuck you up one way or another.
Yeah. That's what the universe said.
No. Oh. 9 pounds.
I can't remember. Jesus Christ.
That's what her uterus said, guys.
That's why she dabbed now.
That was the strain of the week. 9 pound hammer. As you guys heard, it's a 9 pounder.
Yeah.
And it punches, packs a punch.
Oh, yeah.
On the uterus.
Yeah, you're going to get a good nap, too.
We're now going to Law of the Week. Law of the Week. Law of the Week.
Law of the Week. Niggas who want to stay free.
I noticed that Pennsylvania is a state that...
You lock you up for everything?
Yes. And so I think if we have any followers or those who are... Just follow us. Yeah. That are in PA. This is some information for you. Excuse me. My eye. So Pennsylvania passed the Senate 3 bill. And it assists with medicinal cannabis becoming legal. It became legal for them effective April 17th of 2016. Sales began at the beginning of last year, 2018. The only way that you can have medicinal cannabis in Pennsylvania is if you suffer with autism, ALS, cancer, including remission from therapy, Crohn's disease, HIV/AIDS, and PTSD. This is just to name a few. This is the only way you can qualify for medicinal marijuana use in PA where you're not locked up. But guess what? You cannot smoke it. Smoking dried cannabis is still illegal in Pennsylvania.
That's true.
You can only consume it via vaporization, you know, like the CBD oil.
Yeah.
That's the only way that you can consume it. You can only have a 30-day supply of the cannabis. They do allow you to have creams, gels, liquids. I guess this is when you suffer with pain.
Bullshit.
Oils, ointments, or tinctures. They do allow you to have tinctures.
That's good, but still, the Pennsylvania's all fucked up.
But you're not allowed.
Because they're fucking Commonwealth state, man. You know what I'm saying?
Still...
They all fucked up, man.
It is still illegal.
Yo, let me tell you something. Just to jump on... Well, we still gonna be on topic, but we're gonna jump off topic.
But hold on. Hold on. You gotta let her finish first.
Oh, okay.
It's still illegal to smoke it. I wanted to just keep those PA people up to par with that in case anybody was still getting arrested. Though it is illegal for medicinal use, I did indicate what the things that you're able to do. I mean, what you need to have in order to get the medicinal marijuana. Outside of using a vape or the creams or the gels, you're not able to smoke it. At all, in any way, shape, or form. And I just needed you guys to know that because I feel terrible. I just feel like they're just too harsh out there, and I wanted you guys to just know that.
Yo, you know what is crazy?
You can't smoke out there.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Have y'all seen this movie? Well, it's not a movie, it's a TV series now. It's called Pure.
No.
Have you heard of it?
And I don't watch TV. Where they have... You were?
Yeah, it's called Pure. So, listen, to all your people in Pennsylvania... Y'all better watch them Amish people, man.
Why? What's going on?
Because
people?
In this TV series here, they got the Amish people pushing coke.
Really?
Yo, that shit is lit.
Oh.
Fam.
It's on Netflix?
It's on some TV channel called WGN. Check out WGN. I'm telling you, I forgot. I think maybe it come on Tuesdays or something like that. Yo, dude, check that show out. Yo, I'm
telling
you.
So the Amish people can push coke, but we can't smoke no weed.
Dude. Exactly. Yo, but what a great undercover, though. What a fucking great... Who the hell looks at Amish people?
The Caucasians always have
undercover. Wait, but who looks at Amish people? Listen,
it's
they don't have no cell phones. They still freaking putting candles to the street lights. They horse and carriage. You know what I'm saying? They don't deal with the outside world.
That's true.
You understand? What a great
but
undercover.
But so they're their own customers. They have to be.
But
do they have other customers?
They was dealing, I think, with like this type of like mob or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yo, it's crazy.
Sense.
But dude, yeah, man.
Okay.
Horse and carriage with barrels of coke, like yo.
That won't get pulled over.
So
by
all
the
your
cops.
Pennsylvania people, man, y'all listen.
A horse and buggy.
That pure.
It's a
you
show.
Know, you know how they always
you
say
really
that there's always reality.
Yeah. Hell
and
yeah.
And fantasy.
Yeah, there is.
That's what pure is about.
But keep just it. Like the Amish show where they're trying to get out. I mean, it's not weed, but it's still, the girls are trying to get out. They're always trying to escape. And it's always their husband or something coming back to get them. Like, no, bitch, you're not going nowhere.
And that's a funny thing, because that's Houston. The way I...
People
who left the Amish, you know what I'm saying?
That's
then they had a TV show. A real life. To go back to the, you know what I'm saying? So check it. So I was thinking, somebody left, like, oh, there's a way to get bread. You know, this is somebody who's a little loopy, you know what I'm saying, in the Amish family.
Like, fuck this shit?
Yeah. Somebody a little loopy, like, yo, we're going to break the rules a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of they thinking that big pan that we churning butter, nigga, we churning coke. You know what I'm saying? Word. Instead of them stomping it like on them Venezuelan, on them people there in Colombia, stomping on it and getting their own feet, you know what I'm saying, red stomping on that coke, they head churning it, thinking, you're thinking it's butter. That joint is mad cold, like this, ready to it's be possible. Processed
it's
to hit the streets.
Okay, my weed law is for Maine, and it's not so much of a law, it's the same thing. It's a weed update, actually. State officials said Friday that Maine rescinded a Los Angeles consultant's winnings bid to help craft the rules about key issues such as sales and packaging of marijuana. Maine officials had hoped the rules would be ready for April or by April. That could have meant marijuana would be in stores in time for Vacationland's busy summer tourism season. Vacationland is something in Maine that they have, which is typically more about lobster pots than smoking pot. But still, it brings a lot of people. They wanted it to be legalized and for you to be able to consume and stuff by then, because it brings a lot of tourism and people are going to smoke and spend money on smoking. So that kind of thing. It's another setback for the implementation of legalized pot in the state, where voters decided to go legal in 2016. Officials declined to speculate how long it could take before legal marijuana does arrive in stores. That's in Maine again. The withdrawal of the $200,000 bid award to Botec of Los Angeles comes from another bidder. Basically, they bid for, because they couldn't get their shit passed, like in their stores and shit. It wasn't certified, and the people that do, like, you know, like that give the A's and B's to the food stores and shit, they come out and look at the weed places to make sure you're up to par. They weren't passing. So they hired a California person who set up the shit in California to be like, oh, can you make sure this, da 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 da. But that didn't work out either, because they got outbid. So now they're trying to find somebody else to come in and fix the shit, basically. So Maine, you're not going to be smoking no weed no time soon.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I take that back, because real weed smokers have been smoking.
Well, exactly. Right.
We've been smoking and we're going to continue smoking. Fuck all these laws. But, you know, for the people that are, you know, like to do it the... What is it called? The right way. I'll just say that. The legal way. Y'all gonna have to hold on just a little bit more.
Oh, this ain't my dog, fam. this is mama's dog right
What's
here.
That?
This is Pooh.
Like, who's that nigga? Pooh. Where he come from?
This is Pooh.
Okay, so that's that.
This is Pooh, man. My fault.
You guys know. That.
Yeah, this is Pooh, man.
I did want to give one more thing.
Dog.
Excuse me. I have an event for you guys. It's not a weed party.
Event of the week, guys.
That's right. This is a new segment that we're adding sporadically.
We're trying to keep you updated on different events, not only cannabis related, because there's so many different things that you can get into out there. Not everyone is in.
Just make sure we time this, time stamp it, as they say on the Joe Budden podcast. She said it doesn't always have to be about weed. So make sure y'all remember that when I come with some other shit.
She's going to send y'all to a baptism party, yo. Like,
no, she's going to send you to a horoscope or a card reading party.
Oh, man.
So if you go on Eventbrite and just search for cannabis, that will give you a bunch of different... no, you will. You'll find a lot of shit. So I signed us up for a cannabis event that's coming up February 2nd, which is... I believe this Saturday, but it's basically.
It's February 1st. Yeah.
It is.
I think so.
Okay. They're free. The tickets are free.
Free.
Go to Eventbrite. Can't search for cannabis. February 2nd. Shut up. It's an educational event for weed. And they're giving like little free refreshments and stuff like that. But they'll give you weed education. They'll tell you about the same thing that we just talked about, like upcoming stuff for the states and how things are being passed. And they'll also tell you about different jobs, weed jobs. Yeah.
Yeah, weed jobs, you know what I'm saying? So you can finally get on your asses, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, guys. For so, you to find additional
as long as you don't work for the federal government right now, because they're about to go into furlough, right? So,
again,
check this out, y'all. They're going to be looking for all the people who work for. Listen, I know it's not a joke. You know what I'm saying? I do. I feel everybody deserves their freaking money. But it's gonna be a lot of free ass out there when the furlough comes back in about 3 weeks.
You know you're wrong.
Because, yo, for real. So, all y'all hood niggas out there, so you,
get oh, your, hell you know. No. This is nuh uh. Nope. Not on Two Mary Janes.
You niggas. All right.
Yeah, nope.
I'm just saying, though.
Okay, well, let them do their own research about the free ass.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know. Oh, it wasn't a .com shit.
Freeass.com.
No, it wasn't no.
Look it up.
Nah, man, all you gotta do is just step out your door.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of unemployed people. There's 800,000 people. Nigga, that's 800,000 free dicks and pussy for everybody out there.
Oh my God, is that how you
so
think?
So listen, for everybody who worked for the city and everything else, we still getting paychecks. So you know what I mean? Like,
dicks and pussy for everybody
today.
or don't.
But I'm just saying. For people who work for the city and stuff like that, y'all good. But the federal people, oh yeah, street niggas and people who work for the city.
I don't know what the fuck Bud Bundy was saying because Bud Bundy said a lot of stuff that I was just like, oh my god, why is he saying it that way?
But I think Trump is fucked up for not paying his people.
Like literal free ass, or did he mean like, you know, free labor? Like,
no, he meant free pussy. He said free pussy and dick out on the streets. That's what he said.
Yeah, because nobody's not earning no goddamn check right now. How are you gonna pay your bills?
Yo, there are a lot of other ways to work.
Fucking back page should be like backlogged.
That's disgusting.
I'm just saying though, man. Like,
that's not the only way to make money.
No, I know, man, but I'm just saying.
Anyways, the event, you guys, also is about how will the legalization of marijuana affect you. I just read my notes. Just so
how
you know.
How would the
legalization of marijuana. It's a discussion panel. They'll be, never mind, I'm not even going to say that. Together, let's discuss the social, economic, legal, and political pros and cons of legalization of marijuana. Light refreshments will be served prior to the conversation, and there will be a Q&A session.
Just because it's free food don't mean come with your belly empty.
They didn't say food, they said refreshments.
Oh, well, niggas think that's dinner. For real, though, there's some motherfuckers think that shit is dinner.
Okay.
You guys can go and just have a great discussion and feel refreshed.
Question, exactly. It's free. Stop by. Check it out. Keep it pushing. Or don't. In any case, question of the week. Another new topic. I want to know if y'all going to be ready for this question. I got this off of what's the name. I told you I stole it.
Question of the
week. What she got for us?
Yo, Money Shot, what's happening, brother? Yo, welcome to the podcast. I'm with Two Mary Janes High in Brooklyn podcast.
Mary Janes High in BK podcast.
Follow. Okay, the question of the week, you guys. So I'm going to pose it as if it were me. If I'm dating a white boy, am I allowed to say...
Honky?
No. Oh. Am I allowed to call him my nigga?
Nope.
Can I say I'm on the way to my nigga's house?
Fuck no, man.
Wait, hold on.
Better say wigger.
What's your answer?
I mean, he's white. How can you call the white boy a nigga? Like, I mean, he's white.
Well, to be fair,
if you want to go to fucking ancestry.com type shit,
hold on.
You want to try to find out his fucking lineage. No, say like
I didn't say.
Where it's like 1 millisecond.
So. Not like, a lot of people said you can use nigga in different ways. A lot of people call a lot of different people niggas.
Because they follow our trend.
Yeah, but I mean just like in their own thing. Like, I and other people have said, like, black people are not just niggas. White people are niggas too, because they do nigga shit. So if a white person in that context, because they do nigga shit, is a nigga, can you not say, I'm going to my nigga's house?
I'm not going.
I mean, I'm just saying, also, depending on the type of black woman that it is, she could still be like, you know, that type of black woman, even though I know she's over there dabbling in Caucasian land. Okay, she could still be like a sister. So if she's a sister, so that then, means she's deemed this white man okay to be a part of the...
So I want to know what you would call... So then, I want to know what he would say about him, you know what I'm saying, going to her house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I was going to ask you that. Like, I don't know what the other...
Is he going to say, am I going to go to my African queen house or go to my bitch house?
Well, either way, would you
like this?
Would you be mad?
Gonna address you,
so what if he said, I'm going to my bitch's house? Is that a problem? If he said, I'm going to my bitch's house, is that a problem?
I'm just saying, like...
Yes or no, is it a problem? Answer the question first.
But I'm not a bitch.
No, I'm saying whoever his bitch is. If the nigga was, the white boy was like, I'm going to my bitch house, is that a problem?
Yeah, because I'm not going to ask him right behind that shit, like, yo, what color is she? You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
if you know she's black, is it going to bother you then?
I'm like, if she like it, I love it.
Okay, exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
What
you know
about you?
If I like it, I, you know what I'm saying? If she like it, I love it. Fuck it.
Yep. You. Mm-hmm. You over there.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of topics, mama. You know what I'm saying? We have strain of the week, which is 9 pound hammer.
You got to listen to hear what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't be recapping during the podcast.
Oh, my bad. I'm all new to this shit, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen.
I don't want to be
just rewind a bit.
So I don't condone the bitch. Like, I'm going to my bitch's house. I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, but we got topics, man.
I'm not a bitch.
Would it be offensive because it was because it's a white guy saying my bitch? So yes,
a white man. If he was dating a black chick, would it be okay for him to say I'm going over to my?
That's not the topic.
What is it?
The initial topic is, if I, as a black woman, am dating a white man, is it okay for me to say,
I'm going to my nigga's house?
I'm going to my nigga's house.
That's the thing.
That's the topic.
That's it.
And then we had to do a reversal to ask the guys how they feel. So that's how we got to calling her a bitch. Because you can't really say, like, I'm going to Cracker's house. That's like, rude. That's mean. That's not, like, my nigga. There's no white name that goes along with, that corresponds with, it's on the same level. Is there?
Yeah, you could be like, yo, I'm going to my... Yeah, you could be like, I'm going to my Vanilla Sky crib.
She's offended.
You can say shit.
Okay,
like
so that's a good one. Like, if you would, like, no, my snow bunny. My snow bunny. I'm about to go see my snow bunny.
Go check my cocaine, nigga.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the question is no. I mean, the answer is basically no. You cannot say, I'm going to my nigga's house.
Listen, I'm about to put a poll up for that shit and see how many of y'all agree with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Lieutenant Sloop, man.
He's white, so no, it's inappropriate. Okay.
Like, is it we shouldn't... Well, listen, you do what
you want. We shouldn't use it either?
You do what you want.
Is that what you... No. That's what you're... Why, nigga? Like, nigga, you a lie?
I say everything, so, you know, I really can't elaborate, but, you know, like, not no white guy.
Yeah, I know.
He's gonna have whole conversations with his life. You know this is the podcast.
Because they're talking to him. So
I know, but you can't read it.
Right.
Okay. You know he's not. Because this is an actual podcast that people are going to listen to.
Oh.
They're not watching us. They're not going to see you talking to people on your life.
Right here.
Who told you could open those?
I'm opening them.
Yo, these motherfuckers here, yo.
Oh, I just have to fuck with her now. She'll be all right. Okay, we're on to Gossip Corner. Hold on. She got to sing for this. So. Yes, you are. That's not fair. You can't change it now.
So this is what y'all get.
Shout out to my niggas, man.
Gossip Corner. It's time for gossip. You can shut the fuck up. If you don't want to do it, shut the fuck up. Yeah, just silence. It's possible. That's what all we need from you.
Here we go.
Gossip Corner, guys. This is the part where we go through, obviously, all the hot topics, cold topics, and in between topics. You have some topics?
Mm-hmm. Who, me?
Yeah, you. I know she got some topics. You got some topics?
Let me see.
Okay, so you just gonna join in our topic.
Yeah.
Okay. You are you starting?
You want me to? I can talk now?
Yeah. The song is over.
You don't want to stop me with my grind, my gear and shit, man.
This is not grind your gears topping. This is gossip.
Oh, gossip. Oh, man. Nah, I just listen to y'all and I just put my input in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's y'all department. I just listen to that. I just put my input in if something sounds stupid for a minute. All
right, go ahead.
So, who's the dumb motherfucker y'all talking about?
No, this is when we talk about gossip. We talk about a lot of social media stuff that's going on in social media with social media celebrities.
Oh, okay.
What's going on in Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, I don't watch that shit.
Well, I don't have anything on there.
She doesn't either, so
it's okay.
Can you...
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
There's several different things that we speak about when we say gossip. Mine is a little weak this week.
Why, you ain't watching no TV?
I don't watch TV. Okay.
So how the fuck you know about what's going on in the world?
Social media.
Jesus Christ.
I read.
Oh, okay.
So, I just want to talk about Jeezy and Jeannie Mae. Was that her
name? I thought you were going to say Jesus.
Yeah, me too. I was about to say,
I just want to talk about that for real, bitch.
I read it off.
What did Jesus do? I was not around to see it. Okay.
Jeezy and Jeannie Mae.
Wait, Jeezy who?
That's on my list. Yep. Jeezy, the rapper. Yep.
Oh,
Jeezy.
Oh, that nigga?
So they're saying that Jeezy and Jeannie Mae are together. She celebrated her 40th birthday. Malika had
You said they're saying.
Social media.
Okay.
Social media is saying that Jeezy and Jeannie Mae are together because they... I'm sorry. Malika Hack, you know that girl that has a twin, posted a picture of Jeannie Mae and Jeezy together. And
it appears
that they were in a relationship.
You got it.
And Jeannie Mae addressed it and said that they are just having fun at the moment.
But did you see how she said it, though?
No, I didn't see it.
What she mean by having fun at the moment? With just fucking them?
I guess, but why you gotta say it that way, though?
Because like, that's what she doing. That's what she said. Continue. She don't like it when you say it like that, but that's what the bitch meant.
Oh, in case y'all just wondering.
Because she said, you guys know, she started the thing answer with, you guys know I'm dating, like, a lot of people, yes. Or different people. So, yeah, y'all just having fun.
I'm just saying, though. See, that's when you have
two
Mary Jane chicks and a nigga.
Oh, you can see.
Hi, guys. Thank you for coming back to Mary Jane's IBK at Bud Bundy. Follow.
Y'all right now, we're talking about this shit, yo.
Jeannie Mae and Jeezy. That, you know, she said they're having fun. This good friend of ours over here is talking about also that they just fucking. I mean, they're enjoying each other's company at this time.
My bad, man. I mean,
we don't really know what level her just having fun is. Her just having fun.
You don't
fun.
Even know what's gonna get out of me.
He's right. He's a man.
Her just having fun could be just like enjoying.
I wouldn't dare give this to you, but I will. I know you don't want it.
But that was one of my. I just was like really intrigued about that combination.
Yes. Oh, I was gonna say, well, you didn't give what you think about it.
You're
intrigued. You think it's
yes. I agree because I really like Jeannie Mae.
It's just
if I'm saying it right, Jeannie Mae.
Just telling you now.
Jeannie Mae. I don't know, but I like you.
No, I don't want that.
I'm intrigued. I want to see more pictures. I want to see more outings. I want to see what you're about because this is an
don't worry about it. I'm weird.
An interesting couple.
I don't.
Shh.
Hold on a second. You gotta wait for everybody else to give their
two Mary Janes.
You just gone.
Two Mary Janes high in BK, man. Check them out, yo. Podcast. Nigga, we later.
So, first of all, did you think that Jeezy would be interested maybe in that type of person? I'm about to show you what she looks like in a second.
I don't know what. She's beautiful.
No. Where's she from, Atlanta? She look like all of them Atlanta bitches.
Why you say Atlanta?
Like, all of them look like they like mixed with like Chinese.
First of all, she's a real Asian lady. Okay?
You got it from the soup kitchen.
Oh my God! No! Stop! Don't talk anymore. Just don't talk anymore.
I mean, like, yo.
First of all, she's a very successful woman.
Yeah.
She's very educated. She's on the View. Or no, The Talk. Is that what it's called?
Wait,
The Talk?
That chick?
Oh my gosh. Please don't say nothing.
Yo, no, my nigga. The one with Whoopi in them?
No.
With the broad from with the twins?
Who has twins?
With the
Listen, she's on the show. Tamar Braxton was on the show, but she got kicked off of the show.
There you go. That's the show.
That's what y'all was talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
I checked that first. Yeah, the Maori chick, right?
Hold on. She gave a pause because we were having a thing here, but she still can't keep up with the conversation. I don't give a shit. We were trying to figure it out. She's over here talking about, that's what y'all were talking about? Bitch, you could have helped us 2 seconds ago. Who we going back and forth?
What was wrong, Aaron?
But it just seems so, like a different type of couple. I would not have expected that at all.
Dude, for real. Oh, that changed.
I didn't even know she was hood like that. I mean, I feel like you gotta be a little hood to be with Jeezy.
She is ratchet, yo, because they disowned her.
Who disowned her family?
No franchise to no Chinese shop in nowhere in America.
To no Chinese shop. Stop. Just shh.
Not one Chinese restaurant in this motherfucker after The View is over.
Okay, I'm gonna go really.
Understand.
Really dark on you guys really quickly.
Oh, man.
Please have be nice about this.
911.
Be nice. No, it's a
what time is it?
I was about to say, actually it is a 911 situation.
Oh shit.
I'd like to discuss the young black woman who got raped in the club.
Yes.
Didn't you watch the video? I did. Did you watch it?
What video?
Okay. So I'll just describe it for you. Basically, it's a girl in the club. Somebody put something in her drink. Mm. And she said the drink tastes funny as she was drinking it. And so, she's in the club basically like this. And she's like, no, stop.
Right.
It hurts. Stop. Like, she's crying and basically being sexually assaulted in the club. And people, guys are
around
filming.
What's the one that was on Instagram about
it's
the dude face?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, I mean, like,
wow.
Number one, how does that happen? Like, not one person.
I heard people recorded the shit, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's all over Instagram. There are videos all over Instagram. So not one person, not one female or one man. And I can't say, I don't know if there were any men there, because if there was a man there, he would have pushed a nigga in the face, put a stop to it. Like, you can't come from a woman and allow stuff like that to happen. Like, all of you niggas, no matter how, you know, bad it gets or whatever, y'all all came from a woman. So to allow something like that to happen is just like beyond me.
Yeah, when I heard that story and I heard like people had recorded, like y'all actually stood there and really like watched that shit, and I'm like, you know what, y'all? You know what, females? Fuck that Me Too movement bullshit on some real shit, because you see that problem right there? Y'all could have stopped that shit. It could have been a whole bunch of your females.
Everyone could have stopped it, though.
Man, like, that's that bullshit.
No,
bro.
Nah is that men are supposed to be men. Men are supposed to be protectors.
No, I understand.
Men are supposed to be strong.
But you know what, too?
There is no, hold on, but there is no but. It can't be but and y'all. Like, how long does the black woman have to just sit and just take shit? And then niggas answer and respond like, no, y'all could have stopped that. Yeah, we could have, but what is it going to be? 1,000 fucking bitches on one nigga? No, how about one nigga with some fucking real balls, real set of fucking balls, stand the fuck up and knock a motherfucker out? How about that? How about that? Fuck the bitches in the club. How about a nigga? All of you niggas that talk all that shit about, I'll kill a nigga, I'm this nigga, I'm that nigga, I'll do this, I'll knock a nigga out, I'll do all of this shit. A bitch is getting raped in the club and not none of you niggas did shit. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, fuck the bitches in the club. Where was the niggas at? Where was the niggas at then? Because y'all niggas be ready for some pussy real fast. But nobody could stand around and help this bitch. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nah, niggas got to start taking fucking responsibility. That is what it is. Because niggas was raping this bitch. So a nigga should have helped the bitch.
Did they catch him in here?
I don't know. That's a good question.
No.
I think he's on the run.
He gonna get caught soon enough.
He should just die. Jesus. Fuck getting caught. So he should just die.
You know,
that's
it. You know what would have been funny? He should have. It should have been a broad who had HIV.
I mean, hey, you know that's how life
that's
works.
Imagine, you know what I'm saying?
That's how life works.
Like, yo, he should have caught the wrong with the right one. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's what your ass get. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you got the right one that night,
yeah,
nigga.
Exactly.
You know and what I'm so what?
Word. Nah, because you know what? There was this.
Oh, you don't got nothing to say?
There was this dude.
She always get quiet when shit like this comes up. It gets on my nerves.
There was this dude like back in like the early 2000s, and I don't know how the hell he did it, but this guy had AIDS and shit like that. And he was running around and he was like infecting like wild girls that was like from my old high school. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, dead ass, yo. And I'm like, yo, how the fuck did this guy do this shit? Yo, fam. I mean, to the point where, yo, man, there was a whole bunch of shit talking about, like, yo, watch out for this guy here. Da-da-da.
Women don't go by yourself. Friends, stay close to your friends. Don't get a drink from guys. Go to the bar. Only way you can
listen,
get
to the bar. I just tell the female this, man.
And all
if you walk
that
away
is
from,
really
yo,
great.
Listen, if you walk away from your drink, nigga, buy another drink.
Absolutely.
Buy another fucking drink. Absolutely. And the same thing goes for your niggas, too. Buy another fucking drink. If you anybody walk away from their drink,
absolutely,
buy another fucking drink,
bro. But how about
bro?
People start holding their friends to a higher standard, the people that they hang around, because it can't be this thing where females keep getting raped and sexually assaulted and, you know, they're
first
up in
all,
some niggas
I don't want
shack
to
of a home or whatever.
I don't want nobody to be
shack
hurt, period, because I feel like this. If y'all come together, y'all leave together. You know what I'm saying? There should be no dance, no that I'm going to break off.
But they didn't even leave the club, though.
No,
they're
no, no.
in the
no, I'm
club.
I'm just talking about
it's
just some general
raped.
Shit. But
like,
I'm just...
Jesus Christ.
She tried to kill herself.
What do we do
who
then?
Tried to do that shit?
The girl, afterwards. It was reported that.
But of course, man, because she's fucking
thank
on the
you.
Internet like on
thank
blast.
Thank you. Thank you. Not only are you already embarrassed once you're raped, but now,
you're
I've been
blast.
Raped and everybody knows.
Everybody knows. And I seen somebody posted that shit last week.
No, it wasn't her, but it's never somebody's fault when they get raped, but that doesn't mean that's how they look at it.
No, that's not why I said that, because I'm saying for her,
mm-hmm.
that was not her fault.
Right, don't feel that way. Don't beat yourself up. Don't want. I mean, but it's
life.
Not that easy. That's what I'm saying. It's not that easy when you go in a club.
But wait, did she come to the club by herself?
I don't think so. I think she was like dancing with a bunch of girls. Like,
either way,
like
that's not supposed to happen.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
The,
it really
yeah,
doesn't
not,
matter what the
it's
situation
not supposed to happen.
Was.
But I'm saying, like, how the fuck you know what I'm saying? Like, you left that window open.
Where were your friends?
Yeah, where you left that window open for that shit to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know about her leaving any window open.
Meaning, like, if you came with a bunch of friends, right? And just say y'all was in and you went dancing. Y'all stayed dancing. I said, I'm going to walk back to the fucking, to the bar. You understand what I'm saying? How much of that window that you left that way your friends was dancing to the point where this guy could have been able to do what he did? You understand? Like, and then to the point where if you seen a crowd, like, hovering somewhere, wouldn't you be like, yo, what the fuck is going on over
well,
there?
Well, it depends on what club it is, how the club is
I guess
selected.
So, yeah. I guess so.
Mad,
it could be, yeah,
mad
depending on how big
it is. It could be a bitch popping her pussy on the floor, and that's why it's a crowd. Everybody want right, to see her popping
you know
her
what?
Pussy.
Yeah.
So crowd don't mean shit.
I don't know.
But, all right, you know
what?
But
people should
but
start
whole,
doing
the whole
is holding
is
themselves
all,
to a better
all,
standard.
It's,
bless
all,
you.
It's just all fucked up.
Oh
all right. So we're gonna go to the next motherfucking
please,
topic.
Yes.
Because
I told you I was going to work on y'all for a minute.
I ain't lacking, but I'm just saying, man, this shit right now, man. Like,
it's a good discussion to have. I appreciate you guys coming to the discussion.
Up,
it is very fucked up.
I have a daughter too, man. I mean, shit.
See, and exactly.
Fuck,
okay.
Daughter,
oh, you wanna switch off? Maybe you have something lighter over there.
Trump ended the shutdown, guys. It's temporary. I mean, in case you haven't been up to par, they were out of work, but they haven't received two pay periods. People were out there fucked up. But he finally decided he'll leave it open to like February something.
Sorry.
Not very long, but it's open for the moment. There you go. That was my light one. Because this bitch.
Trump, that was your light one.
Fucked shit up with that shit. Like, my brain.
He doesn't
feel well.
Okay, well, I'll go to something light. It's also in the clip. Baby Shark.
When I played it the other day, and you was looking at me like, you stupid bitch. I might be stupid,
and I
love it.
Extremely pissed
I like
that
it.
I saw
is
an
stupid,
Instagram
yo.
Video of them saying,
what?
This goes off in the club, and they played this
yeah,
song.
Yeah, they did. I would have been dancing.
Right,
I didn't come to
to the club. Well, parents, we get it. The mom give a fuck. Bitch, so go the fuck home and be a motherfucking parent. We didn't come to the club to be parents.
And I have kids.
You got to the club to not be a parent. I am mad at everybody. I'm mad at the people for enjoying the song, and I'm mad at the DJ for playing it. Just saying. I don't understand. I didn't come... Like, usually when parents go out, even if they are parents, they're going to get away from Baby Shark.
Can I just say something real quick about that shit? All I have to say is...
Baby Shark!
They want to turn that shit into a fucking hit, right?
It's a hit.
But then they want to take all the black dances from all of us and shit, make millions and shit.
I want to get into that right about now because this is what we're going to talk about off the air. What? Because this is going to be a ramble. Because it's so stupid, yo. Like that shock dance, stupid shit, man. Like, come on, man. Like, are y'all niggas serious?
Yeah, they are.
Like, somehow. Fuck out with that nonsense, man.
Look at that. I can't remember the words now.
That song is so fucking old.
Baby Shark.
You know what I'm saying? That the the Asian band had that song for like maybe like a couple years ago. That shit is just now getting like publicity.
Well, I'm glad, and now they can take it and shove it.
That shit. Because I eat shark and I'm about to kill that shit.
I don't really like it though.
Okay. Nobody watches Black Ink, right? I know you don't.
Oh, yeah, you don't and shit. I mean, I had been smoking a dab with Caesar and shit like not too long ago. Shit.
Okay. So one of the guys in Black Ink was caught with a transgender woman.
Who?
Like he was caught sending pictures to another girl, and there were pictures like this, like of him taking a picture of his ass. So everybody was like, that's a little weird.
Wait, blah, who blah, did blah, that blah. Shit?
I got one of the castmates on Black Ink, Chicago. And then it turns out later. First, that's the first thing that came out, that he was just sending pictures to another girl, and that's why he broke up with his girlfriend. Then, recently, it came out that the girl that he was sending it to was a transgender woman. So, what do you think about that? The one that was with
Black Ink, what? Not New York?
Chicago.
Okay.
Four got caught.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know.
The nigga was supposed to be doing music with fucking with London.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know. The girl never disclosed it. Did she say I never disclosed? See, I need.
So he got caught up with the Dwight Howard shit.
I need more information.
Nigga got caught up with the Dwight Howard.
And they also said that the girl was coming to be on the show.
Oh,
nice. And that he was saying that he was threatening suicide. Cool. So,
She
came on the show. So they said that they, you know, didn't let her come on and film or whatever.
I mean, that was only right. He was going to kill himself.
You hear that, dog? Yeah, no.
He said dog. His name is Puplati.
So that's it? That's all y'all got?
I can't say nothing about that shit, man. Okay, I mean, exactly. Word, like...
The only thing that like, was the Baby Shark.
Like, what you want to
do? That's all you got?
Listen, man. Them niggas is getting fucking VH1 money right now, yo. Like, these niggas may try to send somebody to try to click my head, Jack.
If you're a transgender man, like, woman, yo, damn, you need son.
I'm like the nigga who have all the anger problems and shit, man.
Front.
I agree.
I don't want to hear nothing. A bunch of that person caught out there, that's them. That's what they
mixed like. With? No.
So let's say she didn't let him know.
Can we have a quick sports
break? No.
She's fucked up. We supposed to let a nigga know you was born with a dick and not a pussy. I don't know what else.
Oh my God. What?
You supposed to let someone know if you were born with as a man or a woman.
With a dick or a pussy.
Hold on, man. Let me.
Okay.
I'm trying to put another light, nigga.
You know, I try not to be crass.
Oh, that is a fucking
lie. They want to try to be Christian.
Right. Fake one of that.
I'm not a Christian.
Okay. Okay, everybody had to see this. You guys definitely saw Kodak Black singing Fantasia with his
kids.
Fuck no. I don't watch music videos.
It's not a video. It's on Instagram.
No, he's not on my feed.
Why?
It's on the Shade Room. He's not on mine either. But did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Oh, it was amazing. I was like, this is why I like him. He's so ignorant.
It's good, mama. That was funny. Welcome to the podcast. Two Mary Janes, hi, in Brooklyn.
So, hi, NBK podcast.
Wildfly, what's good, mamas? Yeah, we in the building, Jack. Yes, sir.
You're shooting people.
Yeah. Give a shout out to everybody. I love everybody.
So you don't.
I don't watch that shit.
No, you don't watch anything. You don't know about anything on Instagram. She doesn't watch anything. She barely knows what's going on.
But you.
That is not true.
No, that's definitely true. I just sent like three things, and you were like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know."
I mean, I don't know. Is Kodak Black still locked up? Or is he free? That's the only thing I know.
I just said he was at home with his niggas singing Fantasia.
So what? Is, what?
Okay, you about to get canceled.
That's what he was bitch. At
home
with his niggas. Hi, everybody. No, that would have been funny if Kodak Black came out with
he was not. He was not. He definitely Christ. Was not.
But go ahead.
Bernie and Hillary are running again.
Good for them.
That's yeah, it? Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have the dude from fucking Starbucks is about to run for president. Dude, the ex-CEO for fucking Starbucks, he's trying to run for president. Hell no, I don't want no coffee making motherfucker trying to run the world. We gonna bring fucking poppy seeds.
We gonna bring
Costa Rica fucking, we gonna keep us awake.
He might bring more than Trump. It can't get any worse than
the only thing you're gonna bring is mad coffee seeds so we can stay woke.
So if you were forced,
we can stay woke.
You're gonna bring mad coffee seeds so we can stay woke. Mm.
So if you were forced by the government, you have to vote or die. And the choices were Trump, Bernie, Hillary, or the coffee man guy. Who are you voting for? Like, literally, you have to vote or you're going to die.
Why did you do that? Because that's you're trying to force me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
That's some type of other extra shit as to why you can't answer the question. For the sake of the conversation, an answer needs to be made or given.
I'd be like, Bernie.
Yeah, I'm voting for Bernie.
Yeah, if anything, I'd probably go for Bernie. You know what I'm saying? I probably go for Bernie and shit. They ain't saying, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the Clintons, nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I fuck with the Clintons, nigga. Right. Those were good times.
When her husband was president,
nigga, it was good times, nigga. Like, yo, y'all don't know, man, nigga. You could have walked up and down the street, but that lady wanted
used to walk up and down the street. People to be eradicated, like.
Oh, who? That Michaela Harris?
No, oh. Hillary. She definitely wanted us to be gone at one point and
that's that Kayla Harris chick, you know what I'm saying?
And her too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You still didn't answer the question. You're not exempt.
I know, I was thinking about it.
You see how shit is? Talking. Yo, King, yo, what's cracking, G?
I vote for Bernie, but you know I'm not into this voting shit. But
okay, at least he made an answer. He made an answer.
But he's a socialist, so it's not really gonna fly.
I mean, there's really nobody to motherfucking trust these days anyway, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, everybody you voted for, has your life changed any bit? Like, where you can find something really significant in your life that where you voted for a president, your life actually changed? It felt like yesterday, right?
Never. Kanye did karaoke in the club. He did one of his old songs, and he did apparently really well. I mean, no one's surprised. He's a good performer.
Who?
Kanye.
Yeah.
He also has a church.
It's your people.
A church? Not my nigga. But
that's all
the he also know. Has a church. Would either of you attend the church of Kanye?
You would.
I am of no affiliation to any denomination. I do not visit churches.
Oh, okay. So no, you wouldn't attend.
All right. Would you answer your own question? Would you?
Would I attend? No, because I don't like Kanye West, but it didn't sound like it was so bad. Like, it sounded like he was preaching positivity and...
That's at the beginning.
No, the person that I watched that said they attended, they said they kept, they said I was praying with one eye open. I was like, what does that mean? Then he... You know,
said I was making sure that there weren't going to be any Illuminati people or black devils or anything like that coming out of the woodworks and saying, do you want to sell your soul to Kanye? So the way he described it was like, it wasn't like all crazy, like it was like worship Kanye type of thing. It was
right.
Him trying to say, be positive and enlighten and all of
that. That shit.
No, you guys aren't attending?
No.
No.
Okay.
And that's like selling your soul to the devil. All
right,
you wearing a fucking magma hat, nigga. Fucking trust you, you know what I'm saying? Really? Nigga, I know I'm smoking weed, but I ain't that fucking crazy, nigga. Like, yo, it's like, shit, nigga, you wear the fucking magma hat.
But I think it's time to go forward into the abyss of the interview with At Bud Bundy. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Dun, 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 dun.
So we're here, guys, at two, what the hell, at two Mary Jane's High and BK podcast with our very special guest at BUNDII. We are here to indulge in the cannabis experience of Bud Bundy.
Yeah, we just getting high, man.
We are not only getting high, we are introducing ourselves in the cannabis culture.
He's just kidding.
We are having commentary on the social media as well as ratchet TV world. So, dear sir, we do much more than just get high.
Okay.
That's what I do.
So.
And now you're getting high while you're having a conversation.
Yes, with the
two
Mary Janes.
High and BK.
Yes, indeed.
It's nice that you've decided to join us. We
and
really appreciate it.
Me.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for coming through.
How long have you been in the edibles industry?
I've been in the edibles industry for about like a couple months. I ain't gonna lie. But the whole thing is, I've always been cooking.
Okay.
So, since I love weed and I love to cook, like...
Just makes sense.
Why can't I just bring both of the two things that I love and, you know what I'm saying, and... incorporate and just make
together
good food together, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that it is. That's the Rice Krispie treat. I'm about to fuck it up. Okay. During your edibles I guess business and since you've gotten started, have you ever had an issue with the what do you call them? 112? 111? What do you call them?
Yeah, that's what y'all call it in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I remember those days.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay.
Been out there in that Cali world. I know what time
right.
it is.
The police.
Yeah.
The police.
Popo, 50.
Yes. Have they ever bothered you for the edible?
No.
No?
No. Yeah, it's surprising, but I give them one if they ask.
Okay. What is the worst or the craziest thing that's ever happened to you while you've been vending or just been doing like your edibles business? Like it could be during cooking, something happened. It could
be. There was a day, I think there was an event one day, and a customer came and he's sitting there for like maybe about like 3 minutes, like reading the fucking jar. And I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And then he decided to pick up the fucking jar, a glass jar, and he was smelling outside the jar. And I'm like, yo, dude, unless you have some motherfucking superpower, then you can smell through glass.
Right.
Like, I mean, there's people that do the most dumbest shit. I mean, I can sit here and tell you, like, the dumb shit that people do, where I just sit there and I'd be like, damn, man, like, and you sure you had a college education? Because shit just don't be making no sense, man. Like, but, I mean, I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I meet a lot of good people from all walks of life and everything mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, I'm basically more like the money is secondary to me. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? As long as the people is happy and mm-hmm. things like that, like, that's my number one thing. It's just keeping everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Has anyone ever offered you sexual favors for edibles or... cookies? Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, close, like, yeah, closely, but, yeah.
Did you take them?
Nah.
Don't be lying. Don't be lying. Yeah. Nah. Okay, so no.
I take your money.
Okay, that's a good answer. I take your money.
I take your money, you know what I'm saying? That's all that counts, is your money.
Okay, yeah. You had...
You want my question?
Yeah.
Is she still drawing arrows?
Okay, so, here, Bud Bundy.
Yes.
What made you decide to go into edibles?
Because my brother keep on telling me, like... Because he know I love cooking, so he was like, yo, dude, you need to start making edibles. I really didn't. I was just wanted to just
like, what? Were you using...
I just didn't know, like, how to start, a, like, how to make that, you know what I'm saying, the edibles, until I just started doing my research, and then I just started realizing, like, wait a second. It's just basically, like, just regular cooking, but it's just that you're just incorporating something else, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that you just have to, like, check the dosages. And
were you doing
and
it at home prior to that made him ask... Why don't So you were dabbling with it on your own.
Yeah, I was on some scientist shit. Like, I'd be home and I'd be high as shit. And like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm here having my munchie trip. And I'll just find something and I'll just
and
cook.
And
yeah, whatever I have. Yeah, and just give it a try. And, yeah, good. And if it had me fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I want to try to see if everybody else will feel the same day.
I want the people to know, I outside of today, I have tried Bud Bundy edibles.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Bud Bundy tinctures.
Right.
I want you to know with the tincture, I don't know what I had in my mind the night that I took the three.
Can you tell them what it is? Because not everybody knows.
A tincture is, he blends the THC with alcohol.
Oh, no, I heard this story.
Right. You know.
Yeah, you were sort of smacked that night.
Sort of. I was.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that night was hilarious.
First of all, she messaged me that she was coming to my house. And never came.
I was supposed
so
to
that's how bad it was. She never showed up.
But I was like, listen, I
really... Yeah, she had all intentions of coming.
Three
she really
shots
did.
And I said, I had to sit there. I had to sit there for a little bit
before I was able to get out. Good.
So
that
I want
night.
You to know his tinctures are everything and his edibles. I had a brownie at work. I had bought one the night I was hanging with him. And I had it the next day at work, and it hit me. Thank God it hit me as I was leaving work.
Thank God, yo.
I'm walking out, and I'm like, why do I feel like this? Like, you would have been
thank God it hit you afterwards. You would have been on a permanent furlough.
Yeah, I felt drunk. Not like sick drunk, but just like, okay, take a moment. You gotta walk straight. Because I can't let motherfuckers think that you fucked up in the streets. So I want you to know this stuff is really, 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 really good. I don't know anything about measurements.
Fact that I just take like real like.
It's good
I take it everything like when it comes to my cooking, I just take everything real serious.
It tastes good.
Like
good.
Real serious, like yeah, the tinctures, you know what I'm saying? Like my name is on that shit is on the line. You
alcohol,
know what I'm saying?
Alcohol. Like, so the tinctures are to me. It was like oh my god, it was like going down. But when that shit hit me. I don't ever want to do that outside of home anymore.
That's what I tell people, man.
But
like,
you didn't
like,
tell me
you were,
I had three shots.
I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? But that night, you know,
that night,
everybody was jamming that night. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't help it.
No, he kind of looked at me like you should.
But everybody was jamming that night. That was a good night. Everybody was jamming that night. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like,
it was a warmth. It spread. It went there, and then it like. It's spread, and I was just like, how am I going to get up?
Last night, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not into, like, taking all that medicine shit, mm-hmm. So I had took, like, 2 tablespoons.
Of the tincture?
Yeah, like, mixed with some orange juice, man. And, like, 30 minutes later, man, I went and took, like, a 2.5 hour
medicine.
You know what I'm saying?
Medicine,
like,
guys.
She had me, like, on my ass, man. I woke up with some energy, though.
Yes.
You know,
got some energy.
Yeah, but.
That's good. Okay, so outside of the edibles and how you decided to get into it, which you were doing it at home on your own,
right.
What made you do it? What made you decide to just like, you know what, I'm going to try to extract the THC and make it with my food? Like, what? Where did the thought come from outside of your cousin?
Oh,
not for business, but
well,
you doing it
no,
on your own.
No, because I was just, one day I watched a lot of cooking shows and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like on the Vice Channel, they have a show called Bon Appetit.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's about like incorporating food with weed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, oh.
Yeah. It's a
Bon Appetit. Right now.
Yeah, man, on the Vice Channel, man. I'm telling you.
Yes, so tell me.
And
go ahead.
So you saw them infusing marijuana with food?
Yeah, man. And from then on, I was just like, this shit is simple.
You was playing.
Yeah, because I already know how to cook, so it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know what I'm saying? That's not a problem. So it was just the fact that, like, how could I be able to incorporate this shit into the food?
Did you ever think about selling not only your edibles, but like meals?
No, I'm thinking about making...
Or having events people come.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that, expanding into that soon. You know what I'm saying?
On a past podcast, we talked about Instagram page. I'll shout them out again, @_staybaked, where they do events. Okay. Meaning like you can reach out to them to come and cater a marijuana infused, not only edibles, but... food, a meal.
Yeah.
For two people? No, just the same. You want a dinner with you and your one man or woman on a date. It was what, $150? $150 really? For two. A meal. I mean, that's a restaurant meal, but you're coming to them, you're bringing what they love, you could probably go further. But that's what they were charging. Hi at _staybaked. I know you follow us. I was looking at the wrong camera. Oops. I know you follow us. So at _staybaked, if you guys want to look into it, I ask you this only because you're saying you enjoy cooking.
Yeah, I do.
And you now have decided, like, oh, this is something, and you've invested time.
That's why I look at a lot of, like, recipes and different things like that. Whether it's infused or not, you know, anything can be infused. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anything can be infused. But that's my thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Did you cook today? Did you make any infused foods?
Nah, man, I just happened to... Because I have a cold and shit like that, so I wasn't touching no food. So
oh,
but
I just happened.
I just
out.
Came out here, you
we
know what I'm saying?
To represent. Thank
hit
you.
The studio.
We
get y'all out, you know what I'm saying?
We of course trying
push
to bring
the
you
cold
guys
to the side real quick.
Cannabis info. We also want to bring vendors. We also want to bring people who are very much more knowledgeable.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
Yes, sir.
The best paper and leaf in New York City right now.
Yeah. I guess we're smoking that right now because
yes,
we
indeed.
Are. It has been quite a smooth road right there.
Exactly.
Guys.
Rice paper.
So, that was our interview with Bud Bundy. Do you have any other questions for Bud Bundy? Bud Bundy, do you have anything to tell the people prior to...
Just follow me on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? @BudBundy.com. I mean, Bud Bundy on my goddamn Instagram.
@BUDBUNDII, @BudBundy, @BudBundy, guys. One more time. @BUDBUNDII. Also follow @StayFly. Also follow @ToMaryJane.
Hi,
BK. Please follow. Please DM. Tell us what you like, what you dislike. Give us any feedback. We're looking forward to knowing what you guys like.
He's on Spotify, Jack.
And what you want to hear more of, guys. Again, we're here with Bud Bundy. We appreciate you coming through today.
Thank you, ladies.
He brought us edibles. I'm telling you guys, I had his edibles prior to tonight. I'm telling you guys, he is worth it. Go to his page, follow @BudBundy, hit him up. Have a good
also,
night.
Also, no.
No, we have more?
Yeah, there's a Valentine's Day contest.
Oh, yeah.
I do apologize. I did say at the beginning of the podcast that we would be speaking again about our contest. It's a Valentine's Day contest.
Yeah.
Running from February 1st through February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
You have to...
The details will be on our Instagram page.
Exactly.
There you go. @ToMaryJane's High BK Podcast and @BudBundy. Where also the prize is 2 tickets to a cannabis event.
It's a free edibles.
Two free tickets to a cannabis event.
And free edibles sponsored by Bud Bundy.
Bud Bundy.
Please
enter. You will see the information on our pages. Thank you, guys.
Peace.
Later.